Well, the Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations are getting underway a little early this weekend. In Saffron Walden, they'll be holding the Jubilee Walden Walk. And Tony Collett, a man who's well known to all of us because he's one of the organisers of the Sawston Fun Run, is on the line now to tell us more about it. Tony, a very good afternoon to you.
Neil, hi, good to be back.
Yes, good to talk to you. Hot on the heels of the Sawston Fun Run. Here he is, another walk coming up. This is this coming Sunday, is it?
That's right, yep. And it's the first time it's been held, actually. We hope, if it's successful, for it to be an annual event.
This one, though, is definitely a walk, not a fun run.
It's definitely a walk. But there's more than that, because one of the nice things, one of the many attractions about Saffron Walden, quite apart from it being one of the best places to live in East Anglia, according to the Sunday Times, is it's got many features, one of which is the lovely big common. So on the common from 9:30 onwards, we've got a number of attractions. We've got a flight simulator. We've got a children's bus called the Buffet Bus. We've got MG Classic Cars. And then after 10 o'clock, we've got a jazz band, and the walkers go off as they wish from 10 o'clock. So it's another community event that Rotary wants to put on for the town as our contribution to the Jubilee celebrations.
Sounds very good indeed. How long is this walk then?
It's quite a short one, actually. It's 5K, but the interesting thing about it, and I'm a big fan of Saffron Walden, although I don't live there, is that it's got many historic attractions. And of course, with those attractions, there are an awful lot of facts that even the locals don't know. Mm. So we've got a bit of fun going on. The walk goes through past some well-known places like the castle, the museum. If I said to you Fry's Gallery, you probably don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, go on, you've got me on that one.
Well, Fry's Gallery, Bridgend Gardens, Dorset Gardens, the Dorset House Gardens, the Close Gardens, and then into Audley End Estate.
Right.
And all these places, as you go past them, there's something on the wall, some interesting fact. So the quiz of 24 questions is, answer the questions as you go by.
Yeah, I was going to say, sounds great. I mean, in the old days, we used to do sort of treasure hunty things like that, and that sounds to me like a much more eco-friendly version of this. It's allegedly what? How long does it take to walk 5K? And is it a family-friendly walk? Saffron Walden's got a couple of hills in it, hasn't it?
It's a very family-friendly, really. If you step out, you do it in an hour and a quarter, but we don't, we want people to have a casual time to stop and look at the buildings and make a note of the question we're asking. We reckon it'll take about an hour and a half, hour and three quarters, nice leisurely walk.
Sounds brilliant. And are there prizes for this? So this quiz, has it got prizes?
Well, we're doing two things. First of all, everybody who arrives back with their quiz sheet, whether they've got them all wrong or all right, everybody gets a Jubilee medal. Then, in addition, every child gets a little goodie bag, whether they've answered the questions or not, they've just done the walk. The adults, their quiz sheets will go into a drawer, and those that have answered all the 24 questions correctly, there'll be a draw, and there'll be one winner.
Sounds very good. Sounds very good. All right, so do people need to register for this, or how does the mechanics of it on the day?
No, this is something unusual too, actually. It's quite a brave decision our Rotary Club made. The whole event is free. So it's free to come on the common, and it's free to enter the walk. But, and there is a big but, of course, being Rotary, of course, we like to help charities. And so what we're asking is everybody, whether they're doing the walk or whether they're listening to the jazz band or whether they're on the flight simulator, to make donations. So there'll be lots of buckets around, and the donations will go to four charities. Saffron Walden Young Carers, which is a lovely small charity that helps young people who are in difficulties themselves, having to cope with single parents who perhaps aren't well or have got difficulties themselves. And then the three favoured charities are the current 21-22 mayor, the local food bank, the children's clothing bank, another great little charity, and Open Door Counselling Service. That's for young people too. So, yeah, it's all fun. But, you know, as Rotarians, we like to, you know, do our bit.
Yeah, indeed. And it sounds really good. I mean, I love the idea of this, of everybody getting a medal, because in years to come, we're going to be probably the only generation that actually gets a Platinum Jubilee when you think about it, aren't we? So these things could be, you know, very, very collectible in years to come.
Well, it's a lovely medal, actually. It's a pity we're not on television, Neil, because I can show it you. but it's great. It's a lovely medal, actually, with a nice red, white, and blue ribbon. And as I say, everybody gets one. Fantastic. As long as they do the walk.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, look, as always, Tony, there's got to be a website or something if people want to find out more. And I guess perhaps on the day, I mean, we're assuming it's going to be good weather, but are you keeping people up to date on social media?
Oh, very much so, yes. Yeah, well, I've been doing postings last night. Another guy's been postings on all the local websites, Saffron Ward residents' websites, the ones around where I live, Abingdon and Salston. And the website, though, is quite a long one, www.rotary-sw.org/the Walden Walk. But people can arrive any time after 9:30 until 12:30. We've got the mayor officially opening it at 10, but people can go off any time between those 3 hours. Obviously, if there's a lot of people, that we'll control them and set them off in groups of 15 or so. It's all very highly organised. There are about 35 marshals, signposts everywhere. We've got everything covered. We've got fire engine there. We've got the police there. We've got the ambulance there. We're well set up, Neil.
It sounds like it's going to be a great day. As you say, it's the first one, so it's always going to be interesting and a great way to explore Saffron Walden. A chance to raise some money for some charities and a bit of a local knowledge quiz as well. I think you covered pretty much all the boxes there, Tony. It sounds very good to me. I wish you a huge amount of success with it. That's this coming Sunday in Saffron Walden at the Jubilee Walden Walk. Tony Collett, thanks so much indeed for coming on and telling us about it.
Neil, thanks so much indeed. All the best.